Welcome one and all to another edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me. Tonight's topic is a very exciting and inspiring topic as my patient Mike joins us to share his beautiful story of recovering from malignant prostate cancer. In August of 2001, Mike's life was turned upside down when he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Within 1 week after further testing, Mike learned that he not only had prostate cancer, but it had already spread to his hips and upper leg bones. Mike's medical doctors gave up on him and told him to live it up his last few months. Instead, Mike decided he needed some serious help. Stay with me to learn what Mike's doing to knock out malignant prostate cancer naturally. I warn you in advance, don't miss next week's program. Next week, October 13th. Have you ever had a million ants or spiders crawling all over your body every second of the day for years? Could you imagine how itchy or annoying that would be? That's exactly how miserable Milton felt for years while living with eczema. Join my patient Milton and I and hear his frustrating story of years of nonstop scratching, insomnia, the physical and mental torture of living with eczema, the continual drug failures, how it covered his entire body for months, and what he did to cure himself within 6 months. Naturally, next Sunday, Erasing Eczema with Milton. Then on October 20th and 27th, I'll be off the air for those 2 weeks. Then I'll return on November 3rd, and the topic of discussion will be menopause and natural alternatives to hormone replacement therapy. November 10th, more on food allergies and how health foods may be making you sick. Then upcoming topics are chiropractics with Dr. Alex Concepcion, Pilates, the latest fitness craze, and I'll have more patients sharing their amazing recovery stories from bizarre bladder conditions like interstitial cystitis, total body eczema, and fibromyalgia, to name a few, as well as renowned guests like Dr. Tom Ito, urologist, and Dr. Udo Erasmus, leading authority on essential fatty acids. All these unique and exciting topics coming up in the next 6 months. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry, Nutrex Hawaii, producers of bioastin, the natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. The Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature farming, and jorei, the medical art from Japan. The Good Health Store, more than just a health store. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. Nature Sunshine Products, bringing sunshine to your health every day of the year. Down to Earth Natural Foods in Delhi, caring for your health since 1977. Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Center, serving Hawaii one spine at a time. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialists. Stay with me, and we'll talk more about malignant prostate cancer with my patient Mike after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from Down to Earth Natural Foods in Delhi and Enzymatic Therapy.
You're listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a doctor of naturopathic medicine and has been in private practice for the past 14 years. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine, and you may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office located at 615 Pīkoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight's topic is a very exciting and inspiring story. My patient Mike joins us to share his beautiful story, recovering from malignant prostate cancer. In August of 2001, Mike's life was turned upside down when he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Within a week after further testing, Mike learned that he not only had prostate cancer, but it had already spread to his hip and upper leg bones. Mike's medical doctors gave up on him and told him to live it up the last few months that he had left. Mike, welcome to Wellness in the New Millennium, and thank you for sharing your story of recovering from malignant prostate cancer with us tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Very good. Mike, Not to understate anything, you had a very turbulent year this year, but you faced it with a lot of character, determination, courage, and faith. Would you tell us how this all unfolded back on August 6, 2001, when, I guess on a routine lab test, your PSA levels were about how high?
Well, on August 6th, I went in for just a checkup, and when doing the checkup, they did a PSA count, and they found some, swelling and stuff. So they gave me a PSA count test, and the count was at 436.
Okay. So normal would be anything less than 5.
Right.
Yeah, basically.
Yes.
So 436 was pretty bad.
Yes.
And then what did your medical urologist, or was it the internist at that point, do?
My oncologist and sent me to take an X-ray and a CT scan on the same day.
Okay.
And
on the same day?
On the same day, on August 6th. And a couple of days later, my urologist performed this ultrasound and biopsy. And 2 days later, they gave me a bone scan.
Okay. And what were the results of the bone scan?
Well, it's called metastasis, or the spread of cancer to the bones in the hip and lower back.
Yeah, yeah. So on the CAT scan, they found that the cancer had already spread outside the prostate and into your low back, or the sacrum bone, as well as the hip and upper leg, was it?
Yes.
Upper leg, okay. You had the biopsy performed on August 8th, I think, yeah?
Right.
What was the diagnosis of the biopsy?
Well, they found that it was in stage 4. It was a most severe type of cancer, which had spread, you know?
Right. So, like what you were saying, it's the most severe. I mean, they only have 1, 2, 3 in stage 4, and you're at the top of that list there. So, at that point, when after all the tests were done, PSA levels were sky high, through X-ray, they found that you had cancer that had spread to the prostate cancer that had spread to the bone. What did your oncologist tell you at that point?
Well, they I was told that my chances were real slim, and in fact that I was at an incurable stage, and I wasn't a good candidate for survival at that point.
Did they tell you like what your survival rate would be at all, like 5% or?
They gave me in terms of time. It was probably a year, not more than a year.
Not more than a year.
Yes.
And this was August of 2001.
Right.
And we passed that year.
Yes, correct.
So you're already beating the odds, Mike. But, that's the one thing I think most of us kind of dread. I mean, and all of a sudden, within a couple of days, you went from being Mike the healthy guy to, you know, somebody telling you, man, you don't have much time. What was going on in your mind at that time? I mean, it must have been, you know, somebody dropped a ton of bricks on you, literally almost.
Well, yeah, I didn't feel too much emotion at that point. I was merely concerned for my wife. You know, I was trying to console her and reassuring her that, you know, everything was going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
But she's quite remarkable. She's very strong mentally and, you know, spiritually. Because 3 months prior to my diagnosis, her father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and he was given 3 to 4 months. So
a lot was going on with your families at that time,
right.
Or with your family at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, you know, Mike, you were concerned about your wife, but what was going on in your mind about you? Anything about what you were feeling about your prospects for health and life at that point back in August of 2001?
Yes, I just made up my mind that I wasn't going to go into denial and just succumb to despair. You know, although I had thoughts racing through my mind about the final days of my life, you know, thoughts of regrets, you know, the end of that loving relationship with my loving and faithful wife, you know, friends and family members that I wouldn't see again, the sights, sounds, and the beauty that abounds on God's green earth, which, you know, I took for granted for so long.
Mm. Yeah. I'm sure, you know, we all kind of do, right? Because we all are working really hard, I guess, toward I don't know, you know, toward retirement and enjoying life after retirement. But, right. You know, you kind of had your story changed on you, and that must have been quite difficult to accept, I guess. But, you know, Mike, you're a religious guy, and I guess you're even more religious now because... you know, you've done some changes in your life, which we'll talk about on the air. But what did your urologist, oncologist recommend for you at that time?
Well, since I didn't have no much time and
Not much hope, according to them. Did
right.
He literally say, "Live it up the rest of you know your last few months"?
Yeah, he's a you know realist, and he didn't any you know just have any you know any. Optimism at that point, so he told me just to live my life out and just live it up, and you know, because the time was going short, just take care of what I had to do, and just enjoy the few months that I had, you know.
Yeah, head to Vegas and have a great time.
Right.
What did he recommend at that point, though? Because you know, I'm sure he's not just going to abandon ship and just cut you adrift. You did have Lupron shot. And Casodex, which is basically hormone block, yeah. But even with that treatment, he didn't think your chances were good.
Well, at that point, the hormone blocks might, you know, work fairly well on some people, but it doesn't take effect on people with. With advanced cancer like I had, but they were just willing to give it a shot and just wait and see what would happen. Sometimes it just wears off and it starts to escalate. Yeah.
Right. So stage 4 prostate cancer, hormone block doesn't work well with. And stage 4 meaning it already spread outside the prostate into the bone, which means you know the chances are less. Good, let's just put it that way. So Mike, did you didn't have any signs of cancer though, no symptoms?
Well, nothing that I was aware of. I mean, you know, I was totally ignorant to, you know, the symptoms, just the swelling. I thought it was something else, you know. So
you mean like you had increased frequency of urination or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And you're still fairly young though, that's why, right?
Right.
You know, so Mike is not an old guy, but he's not a really young guy, too, but fairly young yet. Mike, why did you decide to seek alternative medical care to help you at that point?
Well, at that point, I thought that, you know, I had to try something, and, you know, I'm just going to put up that good fight and just thank the God that made me. I'm just not going to just lie down and just give up.
Okay.
So I had heard of extraordinary instances of healings and that people actually got cured from the diseases, you know, ailments and afflictions through a change of proper and nutritional diets and changes in their lifestyles. So it was suggested from my sister-in-law who had heard of you and the astounding results and impact that you have had on people's lives. And I might add, a lot of them are really successful. So I, for one, can testify now. It surely is.
So your sister-in-law, she wasn't one of my patients, but she had, I guess, a few friends or family who had seen me.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
And that's how you got the information to come and see me.
Right.
Okay. Did you have any expectations from the treatment of alternative medicine?
Well, when I first entered into your program, it was just a complete change of diet and lifestyle and... when I listened to your explanation of the program, it sounded really sensible and a logical thing to do, and your treatment and your program, it was just a complete introduction of detoxification through natural means, you know, immune system enhancements and reinforcement of, you know, natural body functions through nutrition. So your system also not only consists of physical well-being, but also mental and just a spiritual rearrangement. And I just received a lot of encouragement and direction from your program.
I guess you're finding that different than what you had received from your medical doctors in regards to guidance whether yes. it be spiritual or otherwise.
Right, correct.
Yeah. You called your, I think it's your oncologist, I think you mentioned several times to me, Dr. Ghulam. Why Dr. Ghulam?
He's my urologist.
Urologist.
Yeah, he's a really experienced physician and has a lot of experience, and I guess he has had a lot of patients over the years. You know, most of them are quite elderly, and then a lot of them weren't really successful in defeating the cancers that he diagnosed. You know, prognosis for them was really poor at that, you know. So I know he's a realist, and he's very sincere and honest, and I know that the diagnosis that he performed and the prognosis showed hardly any promise towards any type of survival for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he just told me the truth, you know. So,
yeah, according to his experience.
Right, and it was pretty grim, so at that point.
Glad you can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a realist too, you know. I never guaranteed you anything, basically,
right.
but what I could offer you would be hope, in the sense that we could try many things and focus on certain areas, like you had already commented on, Mike, like strengthening the immune system so it could respond against the cancer a lot stronger, as well as increasing the detoxicity of poisons, as well as eating a healthier diet to provide your body more nutrients so it could fight the cancer. So you already kind of mentioned a couple of things about the treatment. Would you give me your opinion on the diet that I put you on?
the diet is really wasn't restrictive, or, you know, just a sudden and awful change. You know, it was quite pleasant, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're like the only one who said that.
Right,
I shouldn't say that. There have been some of my other patients who said it wasn't that bad. Yeah.
It's I felt a new, just a resurgence of energy, you know, and
through the nutrition you were getting now.
Right, that's correct. And just the overall well-being, I could just feel the, you know, at first I thought it was just my imagination, but I know that this detoxification, the toxins just are leaving, and just the pains and aches, you know, just started to disappear, and I felt a whole lot better.
Yeah. So you could feel something was going on with the diet change.
Yes, definitely.
So basically the diet change was no red meats, right? Was no beef and pork, no chicken and turkey, no chicken. You could eat fish, though.
That's correct.
A lot of vegetables and fruits and whole foods, basically. And I really encourage you to drink at least one glass of vegetable juice a day. And you actually did really well, Mike. You were, initially anyway, you were like downing 2 to 3 glasses of vegetable juices a day.
Right. At first, you know, it was sort of a real work to get that juice regimen, you know, to just stay with the diet and drinks and stuff and exercise. But after a while, it just became part of my normal routine, and it just worked wonders for me. And I can tell you now, I really swear by your program of that juicing, that of the carrot juice and the vegetables and the fresh fruits, and
you could feel a difference with your energy. Increased energy, circulation. Like you say, a lot of your aches and pains disappeared. But you also lost a lot of weight, Mike. How much weight did you lose? I think it was after about 4 months, you had lost a significant amount of weight. Do you recall how much it was?
Yeah, when I was first diagnosed, I weighed about 165. And after the diagnosis, I started to lose a lot of weight, you know, quite rapidly. So I went down to about 150 pounds. And then when I went on your diet, I even lost more. I went down to about 145. But after a couple of months, after, you know, just cleaning up my diet and my lifestyle and just changing, I started to pick up weight, you know.
Mm.
went up to 150 and just leveled off at about 155. It was really great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you felt really strong at 155 as opposed to 165 where you were to start.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So, Mike, you had mentioned, like, initially, and I believe it was as quickly as 2 weeks. The next time I saw you was 2 weeks after you had first come in. And you had already noticed that increase in energy and circulation, the pain relief, as well as the weight loss. But would you recount for the listening audience, because a PSA of 436 is really, really high. Would you recount to the listening audience what happened with your PSA levels? Let's say August 2001 was 436. What happened to your PSA level in September of 2001?
Well, just had a really a significant change in my testing. I test every month, and the PSA count dropped from 436 in August in 2001 to 52 in September 2001.
Just 1 month.
Right.
It dropped close to 400 points.
Right.
And exactly. Then what happened in October of 2001?
From September, which was in the count was at 52, and it dropped the next month to 17. So it just continually dropping. Yes.
Amazing drops.
Just amazing.
And in November, just 3 months after, what was going on with your PSA levels?
Well, it continually it started to just drop lower and lower in November. It, from 17, it went down to 6.4.
How about December?
December went down to 2.9.
See, 2.9 already in, what is that, 4 months?
Right.
That's considered normal at that point.
That's correct, right.
And I'm sure you were really excited at that time. Do you recall how you were feeling in about December or so with what was going on with your PSA levels and how you were feeling at least?
Well, I was just ecstatic and just the hope just was overwhelming. Just like it was like a ray of sunshine, you know, a second chance. And I reassured my wife, you know, when I first was diagnosed, that everything was going to be all right, and it was becoming a reality. Just and then this hope that I had made me resolve to pursue and maintain a really healthy lifestyle physically and spiritually, and to reverse everything in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Obviously, the Lupron and Casodex medication probably was helping, but
yes.
You had gone to a lecture or a seminar that was held for patients who had prostate cancer, and I guess the lecture and seminar wasn't that good.
Yes.
Didn't provide you much hope.
Yes, at that lecture, they had a lot of patients there who were close to my age or a little older than I, and some way, way older than I was. And they testified that they've been taking the Lupron and shots in the Casodex, that hormone block for years, and that their PSA count would just bounce back and forth, you know, from anywhere from go down to 40, then come back to 80, then go back to, you know. So it wasn't really disappearing. It wasn't really a significant change.
Not like yours, anyway.
Not like mine, yeah. So, I mean,
they weren't diving down under 5,
no,
like yours was.
Right. And there were some physicians there who were really experienced in prostate cancer, urology, and oncology. And they really have, you know, discussing a lot of new treatments. They were coming up and discussing about the Lupron shots, what it does, and what's the you know, the effects of it, and the term that people were going through. You know, it doesn't really. Some people it might be a lifetime. Sometimes it just your body just gets immune to it, and you have to try something else. So it
That's
wasn't
right.
really it wasn't really a you know right type of, I mean. It wasn't really something that you really wanted to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I believe it's only 2 or 3 years that typically these either Lupron and Casodex shots will work, if they work at all. And then after that, you have to move on to something else to try to keep the PSA level. So basically what the Lupron and Casodex shots do, they're called hormone block, which meaning they suppress estrogen levels because they're basically like female hormones. So the more female hormones men have in their bodies, the less testosterone is made. So then prostate cancer grows from testosterone levels. So the more testosterone levels you have, the faster the prostate cancer growth. So that's why the Casodex and the Lupron shots. But obviously, Mike, I mean, you know, great, right? Your PSA levels are dropping great.
Right.
But that really doesn't mean so much to you and I. And what's going to really tell us the difference is what's going on with the tumor, right? Is that growing or is it shrinking, standing still? So we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I wanted to finish up on the PSA. You were saying most people's PSA levels bounce up and down throughout the treatment with Casodex.
Right.
Yours have just continued to sink, yeah? Has never gone up. It's just every month, or every month, basically, it still is going down. What was your level for last month?
My level had dropped to 0.4.
0.4.
Right, and it just maintained that level for a couple of months.
Yeah, because in July it was 0.4.
Right.
And then again in September, it was 0.4 again.
Right.
So, and 0.4 basically means zero, right?
Right?
So it's very, very low. So anything below, to me, anything below 3 is actually a really good level of PSA for somebody your age. So that obviously is a really good sign, but we still want to know what's going on with the prostate cancer. So let's talk about what we saw when you had the x-rays. And the x-rays were done on let's talk about the x-ray you first had back in January of 2002. So this is about 4 months, 5 months after the initial diagnosis. Do you recall what were the findings on the bone scan?
Yes, in January it just remained the same. There was no spread, or you know, just
no new lesions,
no
increase in size.
Right, that's correct.
So at that time, I told you that's a good sign, mainly because, you know, it takes a while for the natural medicines to actually kick in. Because, you know, it's not a really, really powerful thing, although, like you mentioned, it can be powerful in other ways. But it does need some time to kick in. So I actually felt that with no growth, that was actually pretty good, and no new cancer lesions. And then in July of 2002, so this is about 11 months after your initial diagnosis, you had x-rays of your pelvis and low back. And would you tell us what the results were?
Well, it was just an extraordinary thing. It decreased in size by 50%.
50%.
Right.
So it's pretty significant, 50%. Yeah. I mean, you can measure that.
Yes.
It wasn't like, a decrease in size by maybe 2 or 3%, but 50%. And what happened with a couple of lesions?
Yeah, that's the most amazing thing. The last x-ray that I had, I originally had 4 lesions on my lower, my hip, and my upper leg portion. But that last x-ray showed that 2 of the lesions were just disappeared.
Just gone.
Yeah, just gone. So I just have 2 more.
Yeah. 2 more to go now.
2 more to go.
But so tell us, how did you feel at that time when in July, 11 months later, you know, seeing what was going on with your tumors?
Well, I felt very humbled, and I know that we made every effort possible. And to see these results, well, I know we're receiving some other, you know, extraordinary assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to try to do our part, and it's just simply amazing. And wow, what can I say? It's just awesome.
Yeah, I would concur with that one. That's That was an amazing result that we found. And I was really excited for you, Mike. But
thank you.
We're going to have to go to commercial break, Mike, and then we'll come back and we'll learn more about what medicines you took, natural medicines, because that's something we didn't cover. So stay with us. We'll hear more from Mike and his beautiful story of recovering from malignant prostate cancer right after we take a very important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrix Hawaii, Nature Sunshine Products, and the Good Health Store. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, Mike is sharing his story of recovering from malignant prostate cancer. So, Mike, before we took that sponsorship break, I wanted to talk about a couple of things that I always mention to my patients who come to see me for cancer. And you had mentioned it earlier, and I forgot to reference back to that. And you said that it was your second chance. So, and I always tell my patients that when you are diagnosed with cancer, this is a message saying that something has to change. And, you know, whatever that is, you know, whether it's dietary change, spiritual change, physical changes, mental changes, you know, that's something that I don't know, but the individual knows what they need to do, basically. And I always look at it as a second chance to live, actually, as opposed to, you know, a death sentence with cancer. So do you have any feedback on what that meant for you, meaning second chance?
Yeah, so my wife and I just felt that it was just a second chance, that, you know, just a warning sign, but it was a very severe warning sign, but nonetheless was a warning sign. And we've always been quite religious, and we just were searching for a church to go to and just to put our faith, and we didn't know where or what to do or who to talk to, but we went to First Assembly of God, and we just met just a lot of fine, you know, spiritual people, and we started to read the scriptures, and our family, our whole family, start to become, you know, really spiritual about this thing, and really being realist, you know, God has a lot to do with your life and how your well-being and just your overall performance, you know. So at that point, I just felt that it was a second chance, and then I just have to take advantage of it and try to do the best I can and put up the good fight and just rely on the Lord. And the family really is important in those times.
Especially, you know, when you're diagnosed with cancer, I'm sure you need, maybe you don't need, but it really does really help when you have the support of your family and your friends. Yes. And you mentioned to me that you had a lot of people praying for you, and I'm sure that helped in many ways. You want to comment on that?
Yes, I had, the people that I met, you know, just so wonderful. They were concerned, sincerely concerned, you know. And I had friends that came up and offered to share with me their type of, health methods that they used to keep healthy. And I had a friend, this guy named Joe Du. He's a really good friend of mine, and I just met him recently, but we just became, you know, so good friends. And he showed me how to do the noni on top of taking your supplements and keeping on your diet. And you just have to take everything that is possible to keep you, to maintain your health and your immune system, and you can keep physically, you know, very pure and healthy and everything, but you also have to be healthy spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that prayed for me really put this spirit in me, you know, that God just came and just helped me a whole lot. And
so that helped uplift you, I guess, keep you feeling good and not feeling so down and trodden and feeling a lot of burden on you. And that does help lift the spirit. And I also like to tell my patients who come to see me for that have been diagnosed with cancer that they have to believe in the treatment or in something that they're doing that's going to really help them. Because if they don't believe, if they don't have the faith, it's not going to work. And And Mike, being a religious guy, you also understand the phrase, God helps those who help themselves. What does that mean to you?
Well, I know in the scriptures, it always refers to each individual. So, and it says that you really have to put up an effort on your part, you know, and if you do it sincerely, and you know, you can go only so far, because we are humans. We have limitations, and from that point on, that's the Lord's work, and that's
after your part.
Right.
Anything beyond that, God, that's God's work.
Right. It's just we're powerless beyond that point. So we just existing in the physical plane, and God takes it from there.
So in regards to your cancer, what was your part in, you know, helping yourself get well?
Well, I really believed in your program, because it places everyone into a state of wellness, and I appreciated the logical approach that your health program presented, and I believe that a sincere effort in the right direction can only result in success. And I applaud the accomplishments that you've secured in your practice. And I think if you all follow your program in maintaining your guidelines to superior health, you might witness a great decline in poor health and diseases. And above all, I sincerely believe that with all our worldly efforts, no matter how diligently and sincerely we pursue it, we all fall short, if not for the grace of God, you know.
So, Mike, let's talk about, we talked about the diet we put you on, and, you know, obviously it's kind of general and basic, but basically that's what we did. We just decreased meats, or we eliminated meats, I should say. No meats, and just fish, as well as a lot of fruits and a lot of vegetables, beans and whole grains, basically. A lot of vegetable juicing. But beyond that, we also put you on supplements. And one of the more important supplements that I put you on is called Hoxy Formula. And you had mentioned that that one strengthens the immune system. I wanted to just talk about that for a minute. So Hoxy Formula comes from this Hoxy Cancer Clinic that's now in Mexico. They used to be in California, but I guess they had a lot of heat from the FDA as well as the AMA in natural treatments for cancer. And they've been doing this for literally 40 years. So they have a lot of, you know, they've seen a lot of people who have had cancer. So basically, the cancer clinic or hospital, the patient walks in, they put them on a raw food diet, basically, a lot of vegetables and fruits. And then they have them drink a lot of vegetable juice, which you were doing. And then they give them the Hoxy Cancer formula, which is a combination of 30 herbs all mixed into one. And when I look at the herbs individually, they either strengthen the immune system or speed up the elimination of poisons. And that's one of the keys, as well as we also put you on Arctium and Rumex formula, which is the same formula as ACAC formula, which a lot of people out there know about. But the Arctium Rumex formula is freeze-dried, so I think it's a lot more potent than the ACAC tea. But another very important supplement we put you on was modified citrus pectin. And the reason why we had put you on that was to prevent the cancer from spreading any further, because modified citrus pectin has really good research at preventing cancer spread. Other ones that were really important was Endoplex, because Endoplex helps with preventing hormonal type cancers like prostate and breast cancer. So that's one we put you on probably about 6 months ago or so. I decided to add that one into what you were doing. And obviously you're taking a few other things like maitake, reishi mushrooms, because that has very good research as strengthening the immune system. SLF Forte, which is a formula that was made to stimulate the effects or the functioning of the liver and the kidneys, which is responsible for keeping the body clean. So Mike, what do you think about natural medicines in regards to those herbal formulas, or maybe even a specific one or two?
Well, I think it truly works. the supplements that you gave me and prescribed for me to take, and I've been taking it religiously, watching my diet and taking the supplements and getting my exercises and just making it just a regular routine in my life. And when I attended the lecture at Queens, you know, there was one physician.
This was for people who had prostate cancer?
Right.
Okay.
There was one physician there who's quite, he's well known in the medical circles in cancer research, and he really was in favor of changing your diet and taking supplements and, you know, just a natural type of cleansing of your system. We're so full with toxins and chemicals, so the supplements that you prescribe for me and the diet really help to get rid of a lot of those toxins. And he's a clinical medical doctor with a lot of experience in these type of cancers. So when I heard that, I was, just confirmed it, you know.
That what you were doing might be the right path.
Oh, yes, definitely. I think it is. You know, I truly believe it is.
Yeah. Was that physician a local physician, or was he from the mainland?
He was from the mainland.
Ah, okay.
So there are about four or five of them. You know.
All urologists or oncologists?
Right.
Okay. So I guess the seminar helped to a degree, but gave you the basic facts about prostate cancer. So it was basically black and white. I mean, what you learned from it, you learned that, medicines aren't a miracle cure, I guess, in regards to prostate cancer.
Yeah, that's true. I did some research, you know, on cancer and especially prostate cancer, because I'm involved with it, but all types of cancers. And the studies show that the treatments are just a conventional type of treatment. It serves to, it's like an antibiotic. It serves to give your immune system a wake up call, but it doesn't do anything for the immune system.
Mm.
And when they have a drastic type of treatment like radiation or chemotherapy, it also kills the normal cells,
the good cells.
So you don't have anything, you know, to really back up your immune system. But in this method, you're boosting the immune system and having your body eliminate the cancer cells naturally and without killing or destroying your natural immune system, your blood cells, and, you know, like the radioactive treatment chemotherapy does.
Mm. Mike, we're going to have to take another sponsorship break at this time with our friends from the Pan American MOA Foundation and Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Center.
AI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, Mike is sharing his story of recovering from malignant prostate cancer. So, Mike, we don't have much time, but the one last question. What advice would you have for anyone who has prostate cancer, much less malignant prostate cancer? What would you want to tell them in a minute?
Well, I would tell them that not to give up and just to follow just a healthy path and just believe in what you're doing, and you also have to spiritually heal yourself also. And I just reminded of the scriptures in Psalms 116, verses 8 to 9, and it goes something like, "For you have delivered my life from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling and falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living." And just remember that you're doing, this is your life, and you have to do everything that is possible that you can do.
To be well.
Yes.
So that's exactly. Part of God helps those who help themselves.
Exactly. Yes.
Mike, thank you so much for sharing your courageous story of recovering from malignant prostate cancer with us. Mike, I'm sure the listening audience is rooting for you, and a lot of people are praying for you to keep up with your recovery. And actually, I'm sure they would like to be kept up to date on your recovery process. Would you please come back and join us maybe again in about 6 months or so?
Oh, sure. It'll be my pleasure.
All right.
Thank you.
I thank all of you for joining me tonight. Please join me next week. Join my patient Milton and I and hear his frustrating story of years of nonstop scratching, insomnia, the physical and mental torture of living with eczema, the continual drug failures, and how the eczema covered his entire body for months. How he told his multiple dermatologists that they were complete idiots, and what he did to cure himself in 6 months naturally.